Friday, May 17th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our evening prayer hymn. When in his own image God created man, he included freedom in creation's plan. For he loved us even from before our birth. By his grace he made us free men of this earth. God to man entrusted life as gift and aim. Sin became our prison, turning hope to shame. Man against his brother lifted hand and sword, and the Father's pleading went unseen, unheard. Then in time our Maker chose to intervene, set his love in person in the human scene. Jesus broke the circle of repeated sin, so that man's devotion newly might begin. Choose we now in freedom where we should belong, let us turn to Jesus. Let our choice be strong. May the great obedience which in Christ we see perfect all our service, then we shall be free. And now the psalmody beginning with the antiphon, I, the Lord, am your Savior and Redeemer. Alleluia. Psalm 135. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself and Israel for his own possession. For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever he wills in heaven, on earth, and the seas. He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From his treasuries he sends forth the wind. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. Nations in the greatness he struck, and kings in their splendor he slew, Sion, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land, on his people their land he bestowed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, I, the Lord, am your Savior and Redeemer. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, Blessed is the kingdom of David our Father, which has come among us. Alleluia. Continuation of Psalm 135. Lord, your name stands forever, unforgotten from age to age, for the Lord does justice for his people. The Lord takes pity on his servants. Pagan idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. There is never a breath on their lips. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, bless the Lord. Sons of Aaron, bless the Lord. Sons of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear him, bless the Lord. From Zion, may the Lord be blessed, he who dwells in Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Father, your name and your memory last forever. We stand to pray in your house and praise you with psalms of joy. We ask you in your kindness to have mercy on us in our lowliness. Repeating the antiphon, Blessed is the kingdom of David, our Father, which has come among us. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, Let us sing to the Lord, glorious in his triumph. Alleluia. Revelation chapter 15. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, Let us sing to the Lord, glorious in his triumph. Alleluia. And our reading for this evening is from Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 22 through 23 and 25. Live in accord with the Spirit, and you will not yield to the cravings of the flesh. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, endurance, kindness, generosity, faith, mildness, and chastity. Since we live by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's lead. In the responsory, the Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia, alleluia. The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia, alleluia. He will teach you all things. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon. Together they persevered in prayer with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Alleluia. Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, together they persevered in prayer with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Hallelujah. Enter intercessions. Let us praise and thank the Father who has poured out the grace of the Spirit on all peoples. Let us ask him forever for an ever greater share in his Spirit, saying, Lord, pour out the grace of the Holy Spirit throughout the world. Lord, you gave us your chosen one as the light of all peoples. Open the eyes of the blind and lead from captivity those who sit in darkness. Lord, pour out the grace of the Holy Spirit throughout the world. You anointed Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit for the ministry of salvation. May he once more go about the world doing good and healing all. Lord, pour out the grace of the Holy Spirit throughout the world. Send your Spirit, the light of all hearts, to strengthen the faith of those in doubt. Lord, pour out the grace of the Holy Spirit throughout the world. Fulfill the hope of those who have died, so they may rise again at the coming of Christ. Lord, pour out the grace of the Holy Spirit throughout the world. Now let's say together in Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let's pray. Father, in glorifying Christ and sending us your Spirit, you open the way to eternal life. May our sharing in this gift increase our love and make our faith grow stronger. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.